I'm Elon. I build systems by stripping out inherited assumptions and testing what actually constrains the design.
I'm Steven. I find the one essential human experience and remove everything that doesn't serve it.
We've got a real decision today. A science museum, one exhibit slot, one budget. Michel Foucault, how do you open?
A patient being told they're mad. That moment. Before any diagram, before any label.
I've mapped the episteme first. Show visitors the invisible operating system, the grid that decides what counts as knowledge in a given era.
A grid. For a general visitor who's never heard the word episteme, that's your opening move?
If you don't show the architecture, the emotional vignette is just the sad story. Visitors leave moved, not informed.
And if you open with a node and arrow diagram, visitors leave confused. The concept never lands at all.
Okay, but here's the actual Foucault insight we're teaching. Knowledge and power are mutually connected. That's a structural claim, not a feeling.
Right. And the fastest way to make that structural claim real is to show one person being classified, the body under the gaze.
Show me evidence that visitors who feel that moment can reconstruct the mechanism. Otherwise, it's just empathy theater.
Show me evidence that a diagram of discourse nodes teaches anything to someone who walked in for a Saturday afternoon.
Fair challenge. But Foucault's whole point is that the system is invisible. You have to make the invisible legible before anything else makes sense.
Foucault made it legible through stories, prisons, clinics, asylums. He didn't open with a taxonomy.
He used stories to illustrate a system he'd already mapped. That's different from leading with a vignette and hoping visitors infer the architecture.
The panopticon, that's your diagram. One image, a circular prison, one guard tower, every prisoner visible. That's the system made concrete.
Now we're getting somewhere. The panopticon is a falsifiable structural model. You can point to nodes, observer, observed, self-regulation. That's a diagram I'd trust.
But the reason the panopticon works is you feel it. You imagine being watched. The architecture produces the experience, not the other way around.
Okay, but here's my concern with your exhibit. A visitor feels the mad patient moment. What transferable mental model do they leave with?
They leave knowing that the category mad was constructed, not discovered. That institutions produce the identities they claim to merely describe.
That's actually a strong claim. But can they explain why Foucault is different from any other critic of institutions? Or do they just remember a sad scene?
That's the second exhibit panel's job. First, you make them care. Then you name the mechanism. You can't flip that sequence.
You're sequencing two panels. We have one slot, one budget. That's the constraint.
One slot, one essential moment, the mad patient. Everything else, discourse, genealogy, biopower, hangs off that hook.
And I'd argue the episteme diagram is the hook. It's the operating system. Every Foucauldian concept, discourse, discipline, the subject, is a node in that architecture.
A diagram of invisible knowledge structures. Isn't that exactly the kind of complexity Foucault said institutions use to obscure power?
That's a sharp objection. But Foucault's genealogy was designed to expose that complexity, not reproduce it. A good diagram does the same thing.
A good diagram for whom? For a philosopher, sure. For a museum visitor on a Saturday, you need the felt moment first.
My answer survives your best objection because the diagram is falsifiable. Visitors can point to a node and say, I don't understand this. A vignette hides what it doesn't teach.
And my answer survives yours because Foucault himself showed that power must be felt in the body before it can be theorized. The exhibit should do the same. Start with the body. Name the system second.